This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There is now an independent legal expert in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents criminal investigation.
Raymond Deary is a former federal prosecutor and for years served as the chief judge of the federal court based in Brooklyn. He will serve as a special master and have access to the entire tranche of documents seized during the August search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, segregating out any that may be covered by claims of privilege. The Justice Department has argued the arbiter should not be permitted to inspect the classified records. In her order, U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon also refused the department's request to lift her temporary prohibition on its use of those records. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden slamming Republican governors who are busing migrants to Democratic cities.
Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
The president at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute gala in Washington. A tragic discovery in Ukraine, a mass burial site in the area of Izium, a city in northeastern Ukraine occupied by the Russians at one time. Hundreds of graves. The announcement from President Zelensky. Investigators with metal detectors have been scanning the site for any hidden explosives. Mourners in London are waiting in a line that's miles long this morning to see Queen Elizabeth's coffin and pay their respects. Many domestic and some international flights have been canceled in France after air traffic controllers went on strike this morning over pay and recruitment issues. Uber says it's called in law enforcement after a hacker apparently breached its network. A security engineer said the intruder provided evidence of getting access to crucial systems at Uber. An engineer says there was no indication that the hacker had done any damage. This is AP News. Now to California and the wildfire threat. The AP's Donna Waters got this.
Fire officials in Northern California are concerned that weakened weather could make it harder to battle the largest wildfire in the state so far this year. Colder temperatures and as much as an inch of rain are expected this weekend, but stronger winds are also expected beginning Saturday, and that could throw burning embers and create spot fires despite the rain. What's known as the Mosquito Fire is about 110 miles northeast of San Francisco, and on Wednesday, it covered nearly 106 square miles, and some 11,000 residents are not able to return home because of the unpredictable nature of the winds. I'm Donna Warder.
Southwest Airlines says corporate travel is recovering more slowly than expected from the start of the pandemic. Quarterly revenue will be down maybe 28% from 2019, it says. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.